This episode is sponsored by ByHeart.
Babies need to eat. And whether you breastfeed or bottle feed, use formula, combine all of the above, you need options. We wanted to let you know about ByHeart baby formula. ByHeart has a patented protein blend that gets the closest to breast milk. It includes two of the most abundant proteins in breast milk. And ByHeart actually ran a clinical trial comparing their formula to a leading infant formula and proved that babies on ByHeart have softer poops, less spit up, and easier digestion. ByHeart is also the only US-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk. So if you need baby formula for your baby, consider ByHeart. New customers can get 10% off your first order by using code ONBOYS at ByHeart.com. That's BYHEART.com/podcast, and it is 10% off your first order. ByHeart.com/podcast. This is a limited time offer, and additional terms and conditions may apply.
It's that time again to share our favorite episodes of the year. This is a super special episode. Jen and I just love recapping the year with you. This is the On Boys Parenting Podcast. We are your co-host, Jennifer L.W. Fink of buildingboys.net, and I'm Janet Allison of boysalive.com. As always, we are so happy you are here. If you enjoy this podcast, it would be amazing if you would share this with your friends. Let them know about it. We'd love to keep growing in 2024. And thank you for supporting our sponsors. It is very important that they feel your support so they will keep on asking us to share their message with you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We are doing our 2023 wrap-up show, and we are talking a little bit today about some of our favorite episodes, favorite guests, what we've learned, and what your favorite episodes were this year. And Janet, I just want to toss it over to you first. What are some of your strongest favorite memories from On Boys this year?
Oh my gosh, Jen. It's like you're asking me to choose my favorite child. Come
on. Which one is it?
You know, as we're getting ready for this episode, I get to like scan back over all. I mean, we have had amazing guests this year, and we've had repeat guests that we love. And so I will tell you my top three later in the show after you give us some stats, because that's super fun to hear. But I will say, actually, I was going to say this at the end, but I'll say it at the beginning, is this isn't in my top three because this had a special category all its own, which is the episode that we talked about your book.
Aww. You guys, if you go back and listen to that episode, you can hear both Janet and I kind of like getting all mushy and emotional. And I had that same reaction as I was scanning through yesterday. I'm like, I can't really pick my own episode as the favorite. That was incredible. Yeah. And partly because it is such a culmination, like, of our partnership, of all of this work that you and I have been doing separately and then together over the past 20 plus years.
I know. And just, I mean, I felt such pride. There's my co-host. She's got her book out, her second book out. Say the title so our listeners get that in their brain and then they can go order it for.
It is Building Boys, Raising Great Guys in a World That Misunderstands Males. And it is available currently in hardcover, audiobook, and ebook from pretty much everywhere. And if you are at all interested in a signed copy, reach out to me. I can make that happen for you.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
All right.
So, On Boys Podcast, one of my favorite things about this podcast is that we have such global reach. Like, we knew that podcasts were listened to around the world, but we, like everybody else recently, got our Spotify wrap up, and On Boys Podcast has streamed in 73 countries this year.
Wow.
73.
Wow. We could go on the road, Jen. We could just, you know, travel for the next year.
I told my husband, I still want to get to Australia with you at some point. Between the book, the podcast, our friendship with Maggie Dent, I think we need to make this happen.
And Steve Bidoff, oh my gosh, that would be a dream come true to meet with him and have coffee. Wouldn't that just be, you know, we do kind of have our secret crushes, don't we?
Yeah. Okay, that's true too. I didn't know if we were going to admit that in this episode or not, but I did find myself thinking that as we looked back at the episodes for this year, like, who did Janet and I have secret crushes on? And let me be very clear. These are like secret professional crushes of people whose like thinking and hearts are just so great and so wonderful that we get done recording and we both look at each other and go,
aww. Wow, secrets revealed here, listeners, secrets revealed. But in that global reach, Jen, I do have to say, you know, I am a family coach and we often put it out on the podcast that I have free breakthrough sessions available. And it's been amazing to have clients to be helping parents in Africa, in the Caribbean, and Australia. It's just amazing to have clients from all over the world. And
so
that
cool.
is because of our podcast.
And it goes to show that these things that we're talking about, they affect parents and boys all over this globe. Mm-hmm. The specifics of your situation may vary a little bit, but what we are talking about, it's global, it's universal.
Yeah.
And I personally find comfort in that. Like, take comfort in that. You are not the only one struggling with lack of motivation, screen, school, name them off, all of those mm-hmm. things.
Yeah. The other thing we did this year that was a little bit separate from the podcast, but not, is we hosted a 3-session event called
yes.
Talk with Boys Like a Pro about anything and everything. And that was so much fun because we got to be live with parents and, you know, talking around a topic, always boys, but hearing from parents directly in the moment, being able to coach and problem solve and other parents chiming in was so fabulous. So we're definitely going to be doing that again in the new year. So watch for those events.
Yes, we've not fully solidified our 2024 plans, but I know we plan to offer that again. And we've got some new things in the works and we will certainly update you all as that comes about. I want to say one more thing about this global reach that I found incredibly interesting. Out of all these 73 countries, obviously the bulk of our listeners are in English-speaking countries for all the obvious reasons, but United States streams only accounted for 40% of our streams on Spotify.
Oh, interesting.
And that's really interesting because obviously we are both based in the States and we are very United States centric because like that's the culture that we know. Mm-hmm. That's the school system that we know. That's the parenting that we know. So that was very interesting mm-hmm. to me. All right. We have been downloaded. On Boys episodes have been downloaded nearly 650,000 times this year.
Wow.
That is a lot. And I got to tell you, I was laying in bed last night trying to fall asleep, as one does, and my goal, I cannot wait for the year, and I think it's coming, when we hit 1 million downloads in a year.
We could do it.
Yes.
We could do it. If all our listeners tell all their friends, we could do it. You know, I have to say, last week I was at a friend's house, and another mom came in with her son and her daughter and to pick something up from my friend. And she introduced me and she said, oh my gosh, I was just listening to you on your podcast this morning.
Ooh.
So, I mean, things like that happen. And it's just like, wow, people are out there actually listening and hopefully feeling helped and feeling supported and hopefully feeling our genuine affection for our listeners and our we have been told we have good chemistry, you and I.
We have genuine affection for each other.
Yes, we do.
We do. And I think that we benefit the most from this podcast because We bounce ideas off of each other and we get the support and check in with each other nearly every week, sometimes twice a week. And I don't want to get all mushy, but I am so grateful that we embarked on this adventure all those years ago.
Me too. Me too. And maybe in 2024, a goal could be that we actually see each other in person for time number two.
I know.
Only, right?
Yes.
Let's go somewhere warm.
Hell yes. All right.
Okay, let's get to it.
2023 official wrap up. We're going to count down top five podcasts of 2023 by downloads. I want to say one thing, one little caveat that I realized like 2 years into this. This system advantages podcasts that happen earlier in the year, obviously. Mm-hmm. It is very difficult for a podcast that we released in November to be among the most downloaded of the year. So there is that caveat. But all that said, number five most downloaded podcast was Simplicity Parenting with Kim John Payne. And that was our January 12th episode. And it has nearly 10,000 downloads, at least 10,000 downloads. So nice. I love that, Janet. What does that say to you? What about that podcast stood out to you as important?
Well, can I tell you?
Yeah.
That's my top podcast choice of the year was Simplicity Parenting.
I thought you were going to say that was your top podcast crush of the year is what I thought you were going to say there.
Okay, add him to the list.
All right.
He is amazing. Talk about a heartfelt person who is so genuinely striving to get this message across of, as it says, simplicity parenting, to take the pressure off of parents. You don't need to have 50 million toys. You don't need to have all the bells and whistles. What you do need to have are those quiet, tender moments with your family.
I was struck by the whole genesis of this idea was when, you know, he was an undergrad student and he was noticing similarities between the behavior of PTSD afflicted soldiers and kids who grew up in abusive homes and children who lived in war zones, this jumpy, anxious, on edge behavior. And then a few years later, he was noticing it in kids all over.
Yeah.
And if y'all think about that, I mean, mental health of our kids and the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all are dealing with a little bit of this. Dialing back is really hard in our society. And Lord knows, especially this time of year, you just said we don't need 50 million toys. And so many of our children are going to end up with like 85 more toys than we ever wanted them to have this holiday season.
Yeah.
What a problem to have. I recognize that. But this core message that we can actually do more by doing less for our kids, I think is so healthy.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, parental accommodation and ADHD with ADHD dude Ryan Wexelblatt, who I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe he holds the record as the most frequent On Boys guest.
Yes. Although Amy Lang might be up there too. But
yes.
We love Ryan. We love everything he does. He's just so knowledgeable and he's got millions of YouTube videos out there to help not only parents, but he talks directly to kids, which is not our jam. That's not what we do here. So it's so nice to have somebody that is out there making videos for kids. Here's how you do XYZ, whatever it is. So he's just been really fun to have on the show. And I learned something every single time we talk with him.
I just shared his YouTube channel with another parent earlier this week. And I said, I don't know for sure. I don't know your kids personally. I don't know if they have ADHD or not, but there's these videos where he is talking directly to children about things like social interactions and emotional control might be a resource. And this particular dad looked at it and he's like, this is going to be so helpful.
Nice. So ADHD dude on YouTube, check it out.
Number three, talking to tween and teen boys with Jonathan Reed of Next Gen Men.
Oh, Jonathan, again, a person who is doing direct work with tweens and teens. And talk about a heartfelt, genuine person. He is just so lovely. And it's hard. It's hard being in direct service like that.
And what I love when we talk to Jonathan, Jonathan is a young person himself. He's certainly younger than both of us. I believe he's still in his 20s, but I might be wrong. And so he still very much remembers what it is like to be a tween and a teen boy. And he recognizes his growth since then. And he is willing to create these spaces and really listen.
Yeah.
To what these young guys are telling him. And in this episode, one of the things he said is like, you know, it may seem to most of us, parents and teachers, that tweens and teen boys, they don't care about school. It's a smokescreen for a lot of them. They do care, and they are stressed, and they don't know what to do about that. Talk about a reframe. And even as long as I've been doing this, I need those reframes periodically.
Yes. Yeah. So think about that, parents. You know, when your son is just protesting and resisting, it's a smokescreen.
Yeah. And check out the work of Next Gen Men. They are doing great things. They're a Canada-based organization with a global reach as well. Fantastic resources. Continuing a theme, our second most downloaded episode of the year was Teen Boys Emotional Lives with Brendan Kwiatkowski. Brendan is a researcher, also Canadian, who studies boys' emotions. And he is the one that he shared his research with us. The number one reason why teen boys restrict emotions and emotional expression is because they don't want to burden other people. And the second very close tie is fear of judgment. How different would our interactions with our teen boys be if we just remembered those two things? That's it. Those two things. Easier said than done, I know, but you can put those on post-it notes. Don't want to burden other people. Fear of judgment. And then filter what you're seeing through that.
Yeah. And that is a theme that we heard from other guests this year as well. And I was on a summit for boys just recently, and they had a live interview with 7 14 to 17 year olds. Yeah. And that's exactly what they said, is they don't share how they feel because they don't want to burden their families. Wow.
How do you, Janet, help families kind of operationalize that? Because, and the reason why I'm asking, right? A lot of us, we don't mean to put onto our kids, hey, I don't have time for your stuff. Don't share your emotions. Like, I don't have room for that. I don't have capacity for that. And yet somehow our boys are very much getting this message. So what do you recommend parents do to kind of signal some more openness and like, I'm here with you for this?
Yeah, I think, I mean, and our theme always is connection. Top choice, connection, choose connection. And we have to think like a tween or teen. We have to put ourselves in where will they be most open? That is probably at 11 o'clock at night. Go ahead and make those chocolate chip cookies at 11 o'clock at night. They might just wander down to the kitchen.
That's very true.
And you might just be having, you know, glass of milk and some cookies with your boy, and he's feeling relaxed and able to open up a little bit more. And part of it too, I would say, is 98% listening and not having in your mind, oh, I've got to tell him this. I've got to teach him this. I've got to respond to that. Just clear your mind and open your heart and listen to what he's saying, and then kind of listen to the level below what he's saying. Remember, you know, the smokescreen.
Clear your mind and listen with your heart. Sounds pretty complicated to me. That can be so hard. Like, you know, our minds are going,
yes.
I journaled this morning, Janet, it like 80 billion things are going on in here right now. This is where your 11 o'clock chocolate chip cookie idea is really good, because number one, I'm probably going to be tired. Number two, chocolate chip cookies, Yeah, I can relax a little bit too if I'm sitting there eating a chocolate chip cookie at 11 o'clock at night. I may do that tonight.
Okay.
Now I'm pausing because I'm scanning. I'm doing that mental scan of my cabinets. Do I have chocolate chips?
Oh no, that adds another thing to your 80 million things in your brain. 80 million and one. As Mother's Day is coming around, I find I'm missing my mom more and more. And there's always questions and stories I wish I had asked her when she was still here. I do remember that I gave her a book once upon a time with questions for her to write the answers to, and bless her heart, she didn't answer very many, so that was really a disappointment. But fast forward to now and technology, and now we have mylifeinabook.com. It takes all those questions and stories and it puts it in a format that is sent to your person, whoever you designate, on a regular basis so that the prompts come. They're easily answered either written or voice to text, and they're captured by mylifeinabook.com. These family stories, this legacy that you want to leave for your children and your grandchildren. Mylifeinabook.com, create an unforgettable gift for your mom, your dad, your children this Mother's Day. Use our coupon code ONBOYS for 10% off. Go to mylifeinabook.com and use ONBOYS for 10% off. Create that legacy. Carry on those stories.
We all know that vitamins can help fill nutritional gaps in our diet. But a lot of us don't like to take vitamins because we don't like swallowing pills. How do you feel about that, Janet?
There's some days that I look at my vitamins and go, yeah, I should take those. I'll do it later. But I'll tell you what's changed. I have gotten Easy Melt vitamins. I have the D3 and I have the B12s and a multivitamin. And I just pop them in my mouth and they dissolve, and I don't have to think about swallowing a vitamin.
And you don't necessarily need water either to have on hand to get this big vitamin now.
Yeah, no, and they taste good and they're sugar-free. They melt quickly. The reason they melt is because of plants, not chemicals.
Ah, plant-based nutrition. For a limited time only, you can receive a free 3 month supply of Easy Melt vitamin D3 with your first purchase. To claim your free D3, visit try.easymelt.com/onboys. That's try.easymelts, EZMELTS.com/onboys.
Wondering what the top most downloaded episode of 2023 is? Stay tuned after these messages from our sponsors.
Dun da 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 da, drum
The
roll.
most downloaded On Boys episode of 2023. Do you have a guess?
I have two guesses.
All right, let me hear your guesses.
Okay, my guesses are Phyllis Fagel and Michael Reichert.
It is neither one of those. And I think that is largely due to timing. And I'll come back to that because our number one most downloaded episode of 2023 is Parenting Spicy Boys with
Oh,
Mary Van
Mary Van
Geffen.
Geffen. Yes. And that was our first podcast in January. So naturally, not to diminish this
Yes.
kudo, actually, but yeah. So she's had all year to garner downloads.
Now, it's so funny though, because when I started preparing for this conversation with you, I looked back like you did. What were our episodes? And what struck me was like, oh my gosh, Parenting Spicy Ones was our first episode. Because as you may or may not recall, my boys hated that episode. Note, I don't think any of them listened to it. What they hated was that I shared it on Instagram And I said something like, I have at least one spicy boy. Listeners, you probably know this, especially those of you that have teens and tweens. Young people do not use the term spicy in the same way that Mary does. Young people are talking about sex, and my children were horrified. I got at least 3 text messages about this. And I'm laughing about it with you now, but I was genuinely distressed because I felt caught in this. We just mentioned connection and how important connection with our kids is. I don't want my work to create disconnection with my actual children.
Exactly.
And yet, like, guys, this has nothing to do with you. And I said, like, spicy is her thing. We're using her term. Janet, please explain what Mary meant by spicy and what we mean and why my boy's reaction just perfectly illustrated the point.
Yeah. Well, she clearly is a spicy one, and she's has one of her children raising a spicy one. Spicy being that child who is saying no, who is strong-willed, we'll say, who is, you know, they're not going to follow, they're not going to toe the line. They are their own human beings, and you can't make me do something I don't want to do in this moment right now. Good luck trying.
So the fact that multiple of my children reached out about this just like underscored it. Yes. And as Mary points out, like, it can take a lot of work and energy to be with these kids. It's like, you may feel drained. And, you know, before we started recording, you were talking about Bo, your grandson right now. And he's smart and he's curious and he's persistent. And so he's like singing the same start of a song over and over and over and over. And it's cute for about 5 minutes. And then it gets hard to deal with. And if you have a kid who you can't redirect, who keeps going on that track, it is exhausting. Flip side is these spicy kids are often the world changers because they are the ones who will stand up and say, this is not okay. There's a better way to do this. The trick is surviving their childhood and adolescence.
Yes.
And Mary shares so many great tips for doing that. And she's a lot of fun on Instagram. To follow on Instagram.
Yes.
So you mentioned a couple other episodes. And one of our other standout downloaded episodes, because I looked at like, okay, what also had a lot of downloads, but wasn't in the very first part of the year. One was what middle school boys need. And I'm like, Phyllis Fagel. But it wasn't our Phyllis Fagel episode. It was our episode with Jerome Hunter of the Seattle School for Boys. And the difference is we talked to him earlier in the year and then Phyllis's episode came later. So there is this deep, deep need and interest in understanding middle school and tween boys.
Definitely. And check out Phyllis Fagel's book if you haven't already, because it is a treasure.
2 more standouts. Nonverbal communication with boys. Michael Grinder.
Really?
Yep. That was a June 15th one. And given that we just recently did, you know, talk with boys about anything, this interest in communicating with boys is a very prevalent theme. Now, here is a surprise standout for me. And you and I debated whether we should do this episode. Boys, babies, and breastfeeding. With low rush of milk making minutes. We recorded that in mid-August. And as of right now, it has more than 7,000 downloads already, which is a real standout for coming out at that point in the year.
Wow. Because we did debate it. And I was in the place of watching my daughter breastfeed, watching our nephew at 13, watching breastfeeding and being very uncomfortable. And hopefully that episode, you know, parents will take that to heart and normalize how we feed our babies.
I didn't fully think through until we were in the middle of our conversations with her, like, How can we possibly expect dads to know and to be comfortable with these things if we don't talk to our boys about them? That was a light bulb moment for me. And so I'm so glad that we did that episode and that we have that resource there for parents of all ages. So just know it's there. Maybe you didn't need it at this point in your life, but you may down the road. So it's there. Guys, the links are going to be in the show notes.
Oh, yeah. And you can always go to the website onboyspodcast.com, and it's got 6 years, people, 6 years of content. That is incredible. And yeah, I do feel proud about that. Yes. We have got a deep catalog. You could go on there and probably Google any topic and something will come up around that topic.
And listeners, if you go on there and you are Googling a topic and you don't find it, please let us know. We want to know what's on your mind, what you're looking for resources and answers, what you're curious about, because we have no plans to stop. We plan to do this through 2024. We want to do more offerings for you, and we want to make sure that we are aligned with what you need.
Da, 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 da. All right. We have each chosen our top three episodes. We have not conferred ahead of time. So
I did not choose
the
top three episodes. Just so you know, I only pick one and a backup. So I have two. All right.
But we're really good communicators, Jen.
Right. Okay. You go first.
Well, I did choose top three.
Okay.
And my third from the top, my third favorite episode was Calm the Chaos with Dana Abraham.
Her book is rocketing up the charts right now, and she's killing it on Instagram. And I'm so glad.
What I loved about her book and our conversation is the practical nature of it. You know, she's in the chaos, doing it right now. And so there's that point of just being in it. And then just having these really clear steps of, you got to do this before you get to that. Yeah. And you've got to, you know, of course, we always talk about this. Self-care, you've got to have the energy, you've got to have the reserve to be able to then calm the chaos.
And that starting there is not only okay, it is necessary. It's necessary. That's such an important message. And I think it's one that we can all be reminded of again and again.
Yeah, if you are not well-rested, we all know this on an intellectual level. We all know this. You are not going to show up your best, your most patient, your calmest, if you haven't had a good night's sleep.
Nope. Okay, what's your second favorite? Let's see if we have some synergy here.
Well, this is, I will say right up front, I kind of crush on this man. We like him a lot. Dr. Michael Reichert.
Second favorite too.
Ooh, yeah. He was returning this year. And, you know, our conversations with him are just so warm. And he is so heartfelt and soft-spoken. But the work that he's doing in the world is so crucial in understanding boys.
That episode is titled, Why Now is the Best Time to Raise Boys? Optimism. We so need that optimism. And when we talked to him, I asked him about that because, like, statistically, Dr. Reichert, things are not looking great. But he points out that there is more energy and ambition towards applying what we know to improving and nurturing our boys now than there has ever been at any other point in history. And we need that counter messaging. We need that positive messaging. Yes, it's hard, but now is a really good time to be raising boys.
That we have lots of information. The other thing that he said that I have often referred back to is that at present, 2/3 of American men ages 18 to 23 say, no one knows me well. Imagine that. 2/3 of men, 18 to 23, no one knows me well.
That moment of silence, stunned silence for me, is me mentally calculating how many children I have in that time frame. And within like a month and a half, it's going to be three of my guys. So that statistic is kind of terrifying for me. Obviously, I do my best. I think I know them. They will argue that I don't know them in the same way that I will argue with my husband that he doesn't know me and understand me when I'm particularly in a bad mood. But he does. And I think deep down, my guys do know that. But yeah. This is why the connection is so important. And, you know, Michael Reichert is one of those people way back the first time when we talked to him, which might have been 2021, I think. Connection is key. That's everything he's talking about, the importance of connection. So now I'm really curious if our number ones are the same.
Our number two was the same. Our number one. Well, I think I already alluded to this earlier because my number one was Simplicity Parenting with Kim Jong Payne.
Oh, yeah, you did tell us
I
that.
I did tell you that.
I'm not my mental best when I have not slept well the night before. That was not my number one, although I did ponder it because it was a good episode. My number one was our conversation with Lisa D'Amore about the emotional lives of teens.
So good.
And that was in September. And Lisa is another person. I definitely have a professional crush on her. She is so together, so articulate, so soft-spoken, so practical, so understanding. And the reason why this one rocketed to the top for me. And first of all, listeners, if you don't know, Lisa kind of made her mark talking about girls first. She had a big book about girls out first. She gets boys. She gets boys so well. And she is the person who in that episode talks about why it sucks to be a sixth grade boy. And talks about, statistically, we do tend to see a rise in like misogynistic comments and sexist behavior from boys around that age. And certainly that's troublesome. And that's something that we, the grownups in the rooms, have to address. But Lisa also looks deeper and sees that around sixth grade is the same time when, like, the girls are rocketing ahead. They have had their growth spurts. They are more likely to, you know, look like adults than small children. They are, generally speaking, doing really well in school and athletics. And now they're faster than the boys and stronger than the boys. And so out of reach of these boys, many of whom still look like they're 8 or 10 years old. That level of empathy, compassion, and understanding is what we really need. It's what our boys need. And that's going to help us relate to these boys. Because if you just go at a sixth grade boy and reprimand him for his misogynistic, sexist language and how dare you watch Andrew Tate without knowing where he's coming from and what he's experiencing and having some empathy and holding space for that, all you're going to do is alienate him. You're going to put up walls and you're going to end up exacerbating separation, exacerbating resentment in some cases. And that is the opposite of the connection that Michael Reichert and so many others have told us again and again is key to helping our boys thrive.
Here are the two things that we need to help our boys thrive after these messages from our sponsors.
Connection and chocolate chip cookies.
Connection and chocolate chip cookies. That is a really good goal for the whole next year, for 2024. You know how some people pick like a word to be their word of the year?
Chocolate chip cookies? Connection?
Oh, Janet, I went connection. With connection. You went with chocolate chip cookies.
Oh my gosh, Jen, you know, and I mean, this isn't to slight any of the other episodes that we've done this year, because we have talked about so many different things. We have talked about suicide prevention. We've talked about gender equity, LGBTQ kids with Joe Langford. Of course, we've talked about porn. We've talked about fatherhood and masculinity, eating disorders. I mean, we have tackled a lot this year.
Yeah. I actually considered having one of our suicide awareness episodes as my number one episode, because I think they are so powerful and helpful. All of us are likely to interact with somebody who's depressed and very likely to interact with somebody who is having or has recently had suicidal thoughts. We all need to be equipped to know how to deal with that. And I'm going to drop those links in the show notes again. And I am going to tell you right here, I'm going to include links in the show notes. They're always there, but 988 is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's in the United States and now in Canada. Just recently went live in Canada, I believe this week. So if you ever are in conversation or concerned about somebody and don't know what to do, do not hesitate to call that number, 988. It is there. Reach out for help.
You're amazing. We're amazing. I love our partnership, Jen. I really do.
I do too. And I love our listeners. Please let us know what is on your mind. Send us a message. Let us know what you would like us to cover in 2024. And if you have read any great books or heard great speakers that you would like us to have on, please let us know. We will reach out and we'll get them on our schedule.
Oh, listeners. So there you have it. Our thoughts on wrapping up this year. And we are already planning and looking forward to the next year. We encourage you to take a pause, go outside, look at the sky, look into your boy's eyes, and remember that little being that used to just be so adorable. If he's not quite as adorable now, that little boy is still in there. And just, you know, if he's kind of resisting the hugs and that kind of attention, you know, a fist bump or something like that, let him know you're there.
Throw a snowball at him. Throw some wrapping paper at him. That counts as connection.
Listeners, we appreciate you so much and we look forward to another year. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as Jen and I enjoyed having the conversation. We appreciate you so much, dear listeners. And the way you can help us is by staying connected to your boys and sharing this podcast with a friend or two. Again, thank you so much for being here. This is the On Boys Parenting Podcast. We are your co-hosts, Jennifer L.W. Fink of buildingboys.net, and I'm Janet Allison of boysalive.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.